Good morning, everyone. This is Pastor Mark Campbell with Morning Devotions with Brother Mark. Pray that you're enjoying these as we come on February the 27th, 2019. Well, this week we've been talking about the reasons that God or Christ should be precious to us. Have you thought about that this week? Have you thought about the many different ways in which Christ can be considered precious to you? Maybe you've just pondered that for a period of time and asked yourself, why do I consider Christ precious to me? Or do I consider Christ precious to me? There are many reasons why Christ should be seen as precious. And today we will look and see how Christ is precious to us because he is our advocate. It is my desire this week that your view of the preciousness of Christ would grow. Now I want you to think about this as we try to get you in the proper mindset to think about how Christ is precious because he is our advocate. Were you ever called to the principal's office when you were growing up in maybe elementary school? And I can remember Mr. Popovich, it was said that he had an electric paddle, and anytime you got called to Mr. Popovich's office, you were scared to death, especially as an elementary school student. Or maybe you have got called to the boss's office and the boss says, you know, I need to see you in my office. I know NFL players talk about it all the time, about how nerve-wracking it is when you get a phone call that says you need to come to the head coach's office, especially if they say, and bring your playbook with you. Because if they ask you to bring your playbook, most of the time, you know what that means. You're about to be cut. They're going to send you home. You know, when we face situations like these, we can always be scared. But I want you to think about that. How much easier is it if you're facing those situations and you have someone with you to go to bat for you? Think about what it was like for David to have Jonathan, the king's son, to be his ally. And whenever he was before Saul, he knew that he had Jonathan on his side. So today, just keeping that in mind, what it's like to have someone on your side. And so we're going to look at a couple of different passages of Scripture today. We're going to begin with John chapter number 14 and verse number 16. And then we're going to look at 1 John chapter number 2 and verse number 1. So John chapter number 14 and verse number 16. Jesus says these words. Had to trade places with the puppy dog. He moved from my left side to my right. Anyway, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever. And then we read in 1 John chapter number 2 and verse number 1, and it says this, my little children, these things I write unto you that you sin not, and if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. Now, I read those two verses to you this morning because those two verses have the same Greek word, whether it be comforter or whether it be advocate. Those are both the same word. It is the Greek word paraclete. The word paraclete means one who is called to another side to aid him. Now, this is a legal term. It's used of someone who is an advocate in a court of justice, one who will plead the case of another. So keep that in mind as we're thinking about the preciousness of Christ, that he is our advocate. He is one that would plead the case. He is one that has come alongside to aid. So think about this. In stressful times, do we like to be alone? Think about when you're sitting in the doctor's office and you know he's about to bring news of a test that you just had run. Do you want to be alone? Say you're having to go to court. Do you want to go to court alone? Maybe you're going for a job interview. Don't you want kind of someone to go along with you? In any stressful situation, we always want someone by our side. Now think about this. If you were pleading your case before the judge of all the earth, would you want to stand before God alone? Did you ever wreck your parents' car and maybe have to come home at night and say, "Mom, Dad, I wrecked the car." Do you remember what that was like? I do. Now think about it in your daily life. You've done more than wrecked the car. You've sinned against God. Will you step into the throne room of God alone? Would you want to? The answer to that is no. You do not have to step into the throne room of God alone to confess your sin. We have one that will go alongside us. It is Jesus Christ, the righteous. Let's also think about this, about learning how to live as a Christian. You know, we're not Christians by nature. We don't know how to live like a Christian by nature. And will we go that path alone? No, we have someone to come alongside us, to aid us. One commentator puts it like this, speaking of the Paraclete, he says, "Who suggests true reasonings to our minds and true courses of our actions for our lives, who convicts our adversary, the world, of wrong, and pleads our case before God our Father." What we see is Jesus is our helper, our comforter, the one who leads us into right thinking, the one who guides us into the paths that we should take, the one who keeps us from taking the wrong paths and pleads our case before the Father if we fall. Yes, it is Jesus who is able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before the Father with exceeding great joy. So today, Lord, we come to you in prayer knowing what a blessing it is that you are our advocate. Lord, we may not truly understand the extent of this promise until we get to heaven, but still we thank you that you are in the position to aid us in our walk. Today I pray that we will listen to your counsel. I pray that you would guide our footsteps. I pray, God, that we would not take your grace for granted, and we would be ready to accept your leadership. God, I thank you that you are more to us than we can imagine. Thank you for pleading our case before the Father. Thank you for being our friend. It is in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Yes, Jesus is precious because he is our advocate to travel with us throughout our lives. I hope you see Jesus as precious today. Until tomorrow. Pastor Mark signing off. Have a great day.